9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Polls are opening at this hour in Virginia. It's primary election day. Now, there are three candidates vying for the Republican nomination for governor: Ed Gillespie, Frank Wagner, Corey Stewart. But Jeffrey Skelly with the UVA Center for Politics says the Democratic race between Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and former Congressman Tom Perriello may be the more intriguing contest to watch.
Almost a more interesting way of looking at this race is state versus national. Perriello has a lot of support from national figures, people like Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders have endorsed him, whereas, again, the entire state Democratic Party apparatus in Virginia is behind Northam.
Stay with WMAL on air and online for election results tonight. Attorney General Jeff Sessions appears before a Senate committee today, and President Trump apparently is fine with that.
To hear spokesman Sean Spicer tell it, President Trump is anxious to have Attorney General Sessions appear in public to take questions from the Senate Intelligence Committee.
He believes that the sooner we can get this addressed and dealt with, that there's been no collusion. He wants this to get investigated as soon as possible and be done with it so he can continue with the business of the American people.
Sessions will face Democrats and some Republicans who want to know what role he played in firing James Comey and whether he had more contacts with Russians during the presidential campaign than he let on in his confirmation process. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And you can hear the Jeff Sessions testimony today live starting at around 2:30 at WMAL.com. The White House is announcing the first wave of U.S. attorney nominees to replace the dozens forced out by President Trump months ago.
Among the candidates President Trump intends to nominate are Jesse Liu, the current Deputy General Counsel for the Treasury Department, and Richard Moore, the Inspector General of the Tennessee Valley Authority. Liu would be nominated to serve in D.C., while Moore would serve in the Southern District of Alabama. The other nominees are Alabama's Jay Towne and Lewis Franklin Sr., Tennessee's Michael Donovan, Ohio's Justin Herdman, Utah's John Huber, and Oklahoma's Brian Keister. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Washington tied a record yesterday and could come to close to tying one again today for summer-like heat. It was 95 yesterday at mid-afternoon, tying the 2002 mark for the date. Today's record is 96, and forecasters think we'll come awfully close to that. The idea of a gondola from Roslyn to Georgetown is back from the dead after the Arlington County Board backed out a few months ago. Today, the D.C. Council is resuscitating the idea.
It's a small amount of money, but it's enough to keep us going.
$250,000 buried deep in the budget the D.C. Council's voting on today would go toward funding a study on the gondola across the Potomac. Georgetown Business Improvement District CEO Joe Sternleap says Arlington didn't throw away the idea entirely.
What the Arlington County folks that I spoke to said was, look, we're not saying that we're against this. We're just saying that we don't have the funding or the staff capacity to work on it at this point.
And as the D.C. Council tussles over the streetcar, Sternleap says their studies have shown
the gondola would be about twice the ridership and less than half the cost to operate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince George's County Police say there's been a recent spike in thefts from vehicles, and they're urging you to take precautions to make sure you're not the next victim. Thieves are going after specific auto parts or breaking into cars to steal items inside. The number of thefts from vehicles in Prince George's County so far this year is up some 14% from the same time last year. What's unclear, police say, is why. And authorities say a man's dog may have started a house fire in Damascus. Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says it's likely the dog may have been playing with a vaping device, perhaps chewing on it until its battery leaked and leaked some gas or had a chemical reaction enough to cause a fire. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,236, the NASDAQ at 61.75. Sports, another bullpen meltdown as the Nats lose their fourth straight. The Orioles make it five losses in a row, losing to the White Sox. And the Golden State Warriors are NBA champions. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney, CPA, Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies relating to income tax projections, business values, evaluations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Problems both out of Maryland and Virginia, but they're two separate issues. First, Maryland. If you're on the inner loop of the Beltway, you're hitting those delays right near Route 5 Branch Avenue. Up ahead, it's the crash along the right side before you get to St. Barnabas Road. So right in that stretch, that's going to be our heavy delay. Once you get by the crash, the good news, though, you're pretty much up at speed to cross the bridge. So again, that's out of Maryland, inner loop with the crash before St. Barnabas. On the outer loop, the update with the broken down tractor trailer, it's still there. Crowds the left lane. So on the outer loop, after Telegraph Road, as you come up to the exit for Route 1 Alexandria, it's going to be along the left side. You see the flashing lights. Police and folks are there to assist. On 95, it's just the normal backups here as we push through Aquia this morning with no incidents reported. 66 slowing as you head through Manassas toward Centerville. And for 270 out of Frederick through Urbana down toward Hyattstown, but that's stop and go. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The heat stays on as we head on through today, pushing about 94 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower thunderstorm. Today's record, 96. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Centerville, 72 in La Plata, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. One detective says the Penn State hazing victim looked like a corpse before his frat brothers finally called 911. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk at 6:35. In less than half an hour, we'll be joined by Dan Stein. He's the president of FAIR. We're going to discuss DACA under the Trump administration. At 7:05, Ed Gillespie will be joining us. He is one of those candidates currently running for the gubernatorial election in Virginia, running for the Republican side. We'll get a prediction, hopefully, from him. At 7:35, Ken Blackwell, former domestic policy advisor to the Trump transition team. He'll give us a preview of the session's testimony today. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnais. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Speaking of that session's testimony, 2:30 today, we're going to hear from him. You'll be able to see that live on WMAL.com. But, you know, Jeff Sessions, this will be the first time we hear from him in an open session before the Senate since his confirmation hearing. And in it, we're expecting, you know, maybe not James Comey-level drama, but certainly a lot of cross-examination by the Democrats on the committee. The Republicans have shown a willingness to sort of play along here. And my question today is, what are we going to hear, and what should we hear from Jeff Sessions today? And do you, for one, even think it's advisable that Jeff Sessions testify in public? We'd like to get your reactions this morning. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Jeff Sessions, this is coming at a big moment for him for a number of reasons, Mary. We've had the President of the United States in recent weeks, reports that the White House has considered whether or not Jeff Sessions will continue to have a place in the administration. Jeff Sessions himself supposedly offered his resignation at one point. The White House asked about this, would not commit to whether or not the president had faith in Jeff Sessions. I believe that was early last week. over the course of several days, and then eventually said, yes, we do. The president does have faith in Jeff Sessions. We talked about it. Remember, we played some audio of Tucker Carlson saying it would be a grave mistake for the president of the United States to remove Jeff Sessions, especially because he serves as the intellectual underpinnings of the Trump administration's ideological moorings to the extent that they exist. And then, you know, he's also going to be coming in today to kind of counteract what James Comey said last week. James Comey challenged Jeff Sessions on a number of fronts. One, if Jeff Sessions was a part recused from the Russia investigation, why was he involved in my firing? Expect Democrats to ask about that today. And also, he alleges that at one point he challenged Jeff Sessions after leaving a private meeting with President Trump. Comey leaves this private meeting that Jeff Sessions had been ushered out of, and he says, I went to Sessions and I said, why are, you know, don't do that again. Don't put me in a position where you're not in the room again. And he claimed last week that Sessions was silent, didn't say anything, and just stared at him and kind of characterized it as an awkward moment. But that's not what happened, according to Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department. They said, no, actually, Sessions responded and said, we have to follow the correct protocols when dealing with the White House. So what's the truth? I think Sessions is going to be out there today attempting to defend his own credibility. He's going to definitely try, I think, to undermine James Comey's credibility, explain why he was a part of firing James Comey in the first place. And hopefully, I hope, is about as forceful as we ever hear the guy be. He's a mild-mannered guy. But I think he needs to be forceful in this moment for a number of reasons, to keep his job and to offer to the American public a really clear picture of why James Comey is no longer the director of the FBI. Because if your recommendation went to the president of the United States, you need to enumerate right now for the public, if you're going to do this at all, enumerate for us why James Comey is not in that position.
So part of me feels, whenever this happens, you know me now, so you know that I hold my breath and go, why? Like, I think about how the Obama administration would respond to this. First of all, this wouldn't be happening. There would be no special counsel. They would have said, nope, no special counsel. End of story. Would have been it. This would be done and over, and we would have moved on. That's number one. Number two, I think that by having Sessions testify, the Trump administration is giving legitimacy to this Russia investigation, which has been over for God knows how long, but the Trump administration is giving legitimacy to this. And that bothers
me. That recusal bothered the president of the United States.
You're right, but why are we giving legitimacy to this other than it bothered the president? I just don't understand why we're playing this game. And having Sessions testify is we're giving legitimacy to this game. That bothers me. And I just think that the Obama administration, as much as I didn't like them, I think they played the game masterfully. And I would prefer to see Jeff Sessions come. I'm not. This is going to be he said, he said. There's no way to prove what the truth is. We're never going to get to the truth. It's going to be he said, he said. That's it. End of story.
You're not alone in thinking that Sessions shouldn't testify today. Here's Andrew Napolitano explaining why he thinks Sessions actually could be putting himself at risk.
The whole country, particularly those of us in this business, want it to be in public so we can witness what he's going to say. This is a very dangerous position for him to be in.
Okay.
He is not testifying as the chief law enforcement officer in the land, as the attorney general. He's testifying as a witness because he doesn't run the Russia investigations, any of them. He is a witness. He has involvement in both. He's going to be accused of perjury. He's going to come to a conflict point where he has to decide, am I here to defend the president of the United States or here to defend myself? That's an awful position for him to be in.
So is that a suggestion that he should not testify?
If I were his lawyer, and presumably he has kept counsel with some lawyer, either in the DOJ or outside attorney, I would advise, do not put yourself in this position. It is a no-win situation.
Well, clearly he wants to get something off his chest because he'll be in public today. We're going to hear from him at 2:30. Again, on WMAL.com, you're going to hear from him. Let's go to John in Fredericksburg, who has some thoughts on this morning. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you make of Jeff Sessions' testimony today?
Well, I mean, I think he should because, you know, Comey and others have smeared him ridiculously. But the point is that Comey, this whole Russia thing was an attempt to keep Obama's people in there. And you know, Trump called their bluff and got rid of this bum Comey. So, I mean, Comey was just a plant of the Obama administration. It's becoming more and more obvious, you know, he gave Hillary a big pass because he wanted to keep his job.
And you wanted all of that. And, John, you had a point about Jeff Sessions recusing himself in that relationship with the FBI director.
Right, and the point about that is, yes, you know, he recused himself from the Russia investigation, but he didn't recuse himself in the chain of command of Comey. And since Comey was doing a lousy job, of course he was involved in firing him.
Yeah, precisely. James Comey worked for Jeff Sessions. He didn't recuse himself from managing that job at all.
But right. Thank you so much. We appreciate that, John. Wouldn't it be better to be able to control the message by just releasing statements that say things like that than to put yourself out there to answer these questions and put yourself in possible jeopardy? I agree with Judge Napolitano. I don't like this at all.
Unless you want an audience of 10 million people watching you say it. Maybe that's the reason.
It is 6:15. Oh, wait. 888-630-9625 is the number. It is now 6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, we're still dealing with a crash on the Maryland Beltway heading past Andrews and over if you're heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. It's going to be on the inner loop before you get to 414 St. Barnabas Road. Still looking at this in the cameras, looks like a lot of activity along the right side of the beltway there. So it looks like you get two left lanes get by. Again, inner loop before St. Barnabas Road on 210. Just checking out the volume delays and a lot of it. This is where we see the stop and go as you head past Old Fort Road North, Palmer Road, Livingston Road toward the beltway, but travel lanes open. Now, let's get you out of Virginia to cross the Wilson Bridge. It's the broken down tractor trailer. Still left lane pretty much. I would avoid that. They have partially coned off the left lane on the outer loop, right at Route 1 Alexandria. That's right before you get to the bridge. All right, let's get you in through town over the Anacostia crossings. Good. We're looking good coming over the 14th Street Bridge, Pace Bridge, and onto the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly to mostly cloudy. You might see a stray shower or thunderstorm with a high of 94. The record high, 96, set in 1954. I say we don't shoot for that. Tonight, a few clouds from time to time. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible again, low near 75. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, high around 90. Chance of rain, 90%. Currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm. Part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
When James Comey was fired, you'll remember Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, released a statement, a lengthy one. He's also the guy who has now appointed a special prosecutor in this Russia investigation. And in that statement, he said, over the past year, the FBI's reputation and credibility have suffered substantial damage, and it has affected the entire Department of Justice. And that's all. And this all revolves around the behavior of James Comey. So Jeff Sessions, in addition, also offered his recommendation to the president that Comey be fired. So now when he goes out in public today and has to discuss this, I think he'd be wise to reference Rod Rosenstein's rationale that James Comey was undermining the credibility of both the FBI and the Justice Department with his behavior, and that there was a strong rationale. We mentioned a moment ago, Comey worked for Sessions. Why should Sessions exactly recuse himself from managing James Comey because he recused himself from one matter that was being focused on by the FBI?
And why should the president or any of these people have to explain themselves in a hearing in the open when the president can fire anyone who he, basically, not everyone, but he can fire Comey just because he doesn't like the color tie he wore.
That's
he
true.
Has that right. Why are we making this legitimate?
Let's take some calls now. We'll go to Jeff in Herndon. Good morning, Jeff. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think of Jeff Sessions testifying today?
Good morning, and thanks for putting me on. I think that no way Sessions should be testifying. I think this is just obstruction from the Democratic strategy, and it's continuing. They're very successful. I think they're playing it well, as the lady mentioned. We've got to quit. I hope these guys quit putting themselves out there so nicely, because there is no end to this, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
The philosophy that, okay, look, something came up, You just got to put the information out there, be truthful, be early with it, and be honest with it, and get it out there and get past this. That's not the Democrat strategy. The Democrat strategy is, look, the guy's hair is slightly off. Somebody, his barber did not comb his hair correctly. What's the matter with his barber? Is his barber on a take?
That's right.
Is his barber meeting with a Russian?
That's right, Jeff. Thank you. That's the real Comey crisis, I think, is how the hair was combed. I appreciate that. But no, that's Jeff's point is too much downside. There's a lot of risk here in Jeff Sessions going out.
Which is my point. I agree. Clearly, he's brilliant.
Clearly, he's brilliant. Thank you. Robert in Silver Spring, you're next up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. I think this is a planned, calculated attack / defense by Donald Trump. He doesn't do nothing without looking into his crystal ball to see the outcome of it. That's why they can't keep him down. And the other thing
Sorry, let me pause you there just because I want to make sure I heard you right. This is an attack by Donald Trump by having Sessions testify in public?
Yes, because there's information we do not know about that Trump or Sessions will reveal that's going to be more damaging to Comey.
I see. I see. So this is not to hurt. This is not an attack on Sessions. This is an attack on Comey. This is Sessions is going to come and present some new information that we haven't heard yet.
It's all going to backfire on the Democrats up there. The other thing is Sessions is the attorney general, and if Comey did break the law by leaking and lying under oath, can't Sessions conduct an investigation on it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they'll handle the perjury charges if that's the case, but it can't be good to commit perjury before Congress under sworn testimony.
I can only imagine the FBI would investigate that, but they can't comment if they are investigating or not. So we would never know when Comey is under federal investigation.
All right, Robert, with believe some new information is going to come out today from Jeff Sessions.
And perjuring yourself before Congress works just fine if you're Hillary Clinton.
Cindy's in Burke. Good morning, Cindy. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Morning. You know, I just have a real problem with James Comey. I watched the entire hearing. I've, like, been up close and personal, and I have to say I think he's a dirtbag. And I think he lied. And I think that we need to give some consideration to the only one that destroyed the morale in the FBI is James Comey himself. When he was waffling back and forth with the Clinton investigation, I mean, I can't imagine saying to my fellow investigators, you know what? Stand down. You know this is happening. You know you've been trained. You've been given the skill set. But stand down.
I think that's the case that you're going to hear today from Jeff Sessions. He's going to try and attack that credibility. More from you coming up. 888-630-9625. 622 now on WMAL.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit novanthealthuva.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Last week at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, a group of experts assembled for the largest pediatric palliative care symposium ever held in the U.S. Over 325 healthcare providers from around the world, all with a deep interest and knowledge in the care and treatment of children with serious illness, hoped to learn from one another. Dr. Justin Baker, chief of St. Jude Quality of Life and Palliative Care, spoke about the symposium they hosted.
One of the most helpful functions of the event was the incredible networking and sharing of ideas. Additionally, we used a form of role-playing that we conducted with actual bereaved parents of children. They played the role of parents receiving bad news, while doctors and other healthcare providers played the role of the physician and the team delivering the difficult news. As healthcare providers, this exercise allowed us to hear how we could better communicate and explain extreme conditions while delivering bad news. It was a powerful exercise.
At St. Jude, the palliative care emphasis is on the quality of life for the patient, making every day the best it can possibly be, which which improves their outlook and can also improve survival rates of these young patients. For more, visit stjude.org.
Make a difference with a sip. New Florida's natural lemonades come in four delicious flavors. Lemonade, lemonade with pomegranate, lemonade iced tea, and lemonade with strawberry. Each more refreshing than the next and made with only the best ingredients sourced from American farmers. But our new lemonades don't just taste good, they do good too. We've partnered with Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, so 100% of profits go to help find the cure for childhood cancers. New Florida's natural lemonades, in stores now.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, boys. A couple of people having some vehicle problems here. Three stalling the commute. Here we go to the 14th Street Bridge. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. One's broken down on 395 northbound right as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge. And it looks like center right now. They're trying to get that, obviously, to the shoulder. Also broken down tractor trailer, Virginia Beltway leaving. Say if you're heading from Telegraph Road toward the Wilson Bridge on the outer loop as you pass Route 1, it's the left lane still coned off. And on the Maryland side, the broken down looks like truck also blocks the right side still on the inner loop before you get to St. Barnabas Road. It's really putting the pressure on this trip if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge and saying, oh my gosh, I'm hitting these delays after Suitland Parkway. That's because of the incident up ahead. Once you get past that stalled truck, if you're joining on from St. Barnabas Road, you are without delay to the Wilson Bridge. So some good news there. And finally, here's the way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy as we head on through today. Very warm start, hot finish, 94, isolated showers, thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Jeff Sessions testifying today. Should he and what should he say? Donna's in Annapolis and next up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Donna.
Hello, thanks. I love listening to you guys on the way in to D.C.
Well, thank you.
absolutely, Sessions should testify, and he should be very forceful because James Comey was probably the worst FBI director in his short tenure ever. I mean, Hillary Clinton violated the Espionage Act, deleted her emails, destroyed her devices, and there was no special prosecutor. And I'm so tired of the GOP leadership. Feckless and impotent. I mean, it's time for them to fight back. And by Comey leaking and admitting he leaked, and then admitting that he wanted a special prosecutor, he just blew his whole entire credibility. And I think it's about time the session just laid it all out on the line.
Thank you, Donna. Well, yeah, he needs to, and this is a mild-mannered guy, but he should not bring his Clark Kent today. He's got to bring his Superman. It's 627 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them.
Were you very active before when you had that 26 pounds on your body?
I would say lightly active. I mean, I work during the day and it's mostly a thinking job.
So what kind of difference do you feel in your life now? Have you increased your activity?
It's a lot easier, I would say, to run stairs, for example. I mean, just yesterday I ran 30 flights of stairs in 15 minutes. And before, no way.
But you didn't have to do any exercise to lose this weight. It's all about input. It's all about what's going
into your
body. It's all
about diet control and the right nutrients, and especially protein. Spreading it out, you know, evenly across the day like that, get your body into that fat burn cycle, and it's really quite an amazing thing to see it happen.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, EMP180weightloss.com. Once again, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Vertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, services, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your 1 7-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Dan Stein. He is the president of FAIR. Immigration is a hot topic right now. And DACA under the Trump administration is also a hot topic because you've got John Kelly, who is the Homeland Security Secretary, saying, hey, we got to do something about these dreamers who are now adults. I'm not supporting them. Congress has to do something. I don't think that's what a lot of people want to hear.
Doesn't Congress pass laws?
Well, that's what he wants. He wants a law. That's what he wants. I don't think he wants an escort. I don't think he wants physically put him in a bus. We'll find out at 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Polls are now open in Virginia as voters decide the Republican and Democratic nominees for governor and some House of Delegates races. On the GOP side, Jeffrey Skelly with the UVA Center for Politics says it looks like it'll be Ed Gillespie's big day.
I'm ready for surprises, but that would be very, very surprising if Gillespie lost.
Gillespie's running against Corey Stewart and Frank Wagner, while Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and former Congressman Tom Perriello are battling it out for the Democratic nomination. And stay with WMAL on air and online for election results tonight. When the mercury hit 95 at mid-afternoon yesterday at Reagan National Airport, it tied the record high for that date. And forecasters say we could come close to tying or breaking a record again today. But by the end of the week, a break in the heat is coming as they say temperatures will fall back to a more comfortable range. Attorney General Jeff Sessions comes before the Senate Intelligence Committee today as senators have loads of questions.
They want to hear about these meetings and interactions that Sessions apparently had during the campaign season with Russian officials, as well as those two meetings with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak, two meetings that he did not initially disclose during his confirmation proceedings, as well as whether or not there was a third meeting last year with the Russian ambassador that he also did not disclose.
Correspondent Manu Raju, and you can hear the session's testimony live starting around 2:30 today at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,236, the Nasdaq at 61.75. Sports, the Braves come from behind to outslug the Nationals. The Orioles fall to the White Sox. NBA, the Warriors beat the Cavaliers for their second title in 3 years. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Now, I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah. Because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Sometimes an idea is so great, it's timeless. Take the wheel, for example. Thousands of years old and the design is still as perfect as ever. At Kaiser Permanente, we have our own timeless idea that the best way to stay healthy is to not get sick in the first place. It's why we're number one in screenings for breast cancer and for controlling high blood pressure. By catching and managing conditions early, we have a better chance at a healthy future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown. The slow go underway now with the rush hour here on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Fantastic. I'm not seeing much of any backups heading toward the Beltway. So once you get inside the Beltway, go and hit that stop and go near 410. Heading through Chevrolet to get onto New York Avenue or DC 295. Again, just those delays there. Now, we've had some problems on the Beltway. Update with the broken down truck on the inner loop heading toward the Wilson Bridge. It's still there. Looks like it's in the second lane from the right, so it's a little tricky to get around. This will be inner loop of the Beltway after Route 5 Branch Avenue, but before St. Barnabas Road. And that's why we have that unusual slowdown just after Pennsylvania Avenue, so get prepared there. If you are joining on from St. Barnabas Road, you're beyond the broken down truck and you're without any delays. Now, Virginia, you really need to watch because you'll hit an abrupt slowdown when you're leaving Springfield. You're up at speed past Telegraph Road, and then as you approach Route 1, we still have that left lane block with that broken down tractor trailer. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm morning already soaring into the 80s, quickly back to the mid-90s this afternoon. 94 degrees, too shy of tying the record of 96. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Thunderstorm scattered around tomorrow near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Haymarket, 67 and only, 75 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us at 7:05 will be Ed Gillespie. You know him. He is running for the gubernatorial race in Virginia. He's running for that Republican slot, and he will give us an update at 7:35. Ken Blackwell, former domestic policy advisor to the Trump transition team, to give us a preview of the session's testimony today. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow is joining us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Mary. Last week, we were talking, you and I were talking about this issue of illegal immigration and the fact that President Trump and his administration have now granted what many call amnesty to an estimated 98,000 illegal immigrants through former President Obama's program for minors who arrive in the U.S. illegally. We refer to it as DACA, or deferred action, so for childhood arrivals. So that's going on, and it's left people wondering whether or not the Trump administration is breaking a campaign promise on DACA. The president did at one point promise that he would end it immediately. So here to discuss that is Daniel Stein. He's the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform and watches all of these immigration goings-on very closely. Dan, first of all, thank you for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Morning, Vince. Mary.
So, sir, I'm looking at this and I'm wondering, you know, what's going on? Has President Trump walked back his promise on DACA?
Well, it depends on how you interpret it, but in our view, it's a complete flip-flop. When he was in Phoenix and made that big immigration speech right after he went down to Mexico City, folks may remember, he said he was going to reverse President Obama's illegal executive amnesties. And why this is important, of course, is because Obama said at some level, I can just go ahead and ignore the law, and I can just start letting in aliens and giving them green cards, and or not green cards, but work permits and some form of administrative amnesty, literally without numerical limit, even though Congress has always had the right to set those limits. So for fair, you know, eliminating or walking back this idea of unlimited executive power to just admit aliens or let people stay who are here illegally and then give them our jobs was one of the fundamental and really core tenets of what the Trump campaign was running on.
Yes.
And while we can all certainly say that President Trump has made a good effort in a number of areas, in this particular area, Secretary Kelly, you know, has actually even gone to Congress and basically said, well, we're going to keep this thing in place until Congress provides legislative amnesty. And moreover, we thought at a minimum they would immediately suspend accepting new applications or even renewals and would just let the current ones expire. And that Trump would maybe use the DACA group, because this has been on the table now for like 20 years, as bargaining leverage to get his own legislative package through the Congress.
So you mentioned
unilaterally disarming.
Sorry, you're mentioning reigning in the power of the executive. You mentioned John Kelly a moment ago. He last week said to the House Homeland Security Committee, you've got to solve this problem, telling them that Congress has to come up with a legislative solution, as you mentioned. This is John Kelly saying to Congress, in order for these dreamers who were not going to deport to stay here, Congress has to pass a law to keep them here. That, to me, doesn't seem like the mandate the Trump administration was given when it was elected, no?
Well, that's the precise Obama administration position from 2008 to 2012, until then Obama started going crazy. But until then, he basically said, Congress needs to give me the legislative authority. I don't have that authority. Then Obama changed his mind and went full on, I can do amnesty on my own. And of course, Trump basically ran one of the pillars of his campaign, was taking on that issue, challenging it. And so, you know, what Kelly has said to Congress is it would be really hard to let those statuses expire and then put those aliens in removal proceedings. But we have not seen any analysis from DHS that suggests that there are big logistical issues with removal for people who've had this benefit. Basically, when you have a DACA benefit, you're still here illegally. You simply have a document that says, you know, that's being suspended for some period of time, but your status as somebody here illegally who's subject to removal has not changed. And so it's very easy administratively to revoke the status and put the alien in removal proceedings. The question is, how did the Trump administration come to this policy? Why weren't we told about it before he was elected? And why can't they explain to us, if they really can't initiate removal proceedings against most of the DACA beneficiaries, why not?
And that's the problem, because I just get the impression Congress right now is so, I think, overwhelmed. I think they're shocked that they're actually in power. They still haven't gotten over that. They're doing nothing as far as any kind of legislation with health care or tax reform. We're not seeing that. So I think expecting them to tackle immigration, I think it's unrealistic at this point. I don't think they're going to tackle immigration at this point. And this is a problem that needs to be addressed, because if it's not addressed, what happens is these people grow up, they become adults, they get married, they have children who are citizens now, and then the children can start the chain migration. So they can then they can petition for their parents who are technically illegal, and grandparents and cousins and aunts and this and that and everything else. So I think it does need to be done. But do you see Congress tackling this at all?
Well, there's a bill in the Senate, the RAISE Act, it's called, that Senators Cotton and Perdue have sponsored, that would deal with chain migration. Remember, though, that immigration was one of the two issues on which President Trump was elected, that and trade. And it's how he broke down the blue wall, whether it's building the wall on the border or rescinding DACA or invigorating interior enforcement or eliminating chain migration. These were, he made these very explicit promises, 10 of them, in Phoenix. And there ought to be an omnibus proposal from the administration, going beyond just the executive orders, identically proposed in the House and the Senate, that represent their package. And the administration needs to be leaning on Ryan, who, you know, we all know Ryan is a cheap labor Wall Street guy. He just sees immigration as lowering labor costs, and he doesn't really care whether it's really under control or not. And so, you know, the Trump administration has to lean into this. But
yes,
how can they when this Russia canard, this ridiculous ongoing charade, you know, which is calculated to distract attention from the Republican legislative agenda, you know, is front and center 24/7.
It keeps doing that for sure. Dan Stein, thank you. We're going to have you back to talk about this because there's a lot more to come on this immigration issue, and you've got a good sense of it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
6:44 now on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Buy one, get one, 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout June, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888. CS for financing, payment, and buy one, get one 25% off details.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway, the update on the broken down flatbed tractor trailer. It's still there and they're waiting on the tow truck. So what they're doing here for traffic, if you're heading toward the Wilson Bridge, this is Interloop of the Beltway after Route 5 Branch Avenue, but before St. Barnabas Road, they're giving you an additional lane to get by. So it's in the second lane from the right. Far right lane gets by, two left lanes get by. So it is a little bit tricky, and it's costing you a lot of extra time coming around from Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, let's get inside the Beltway, Suitland Parkway, seeing that stop and go. Nope, nothing's reported, but from near Silver Hill Road to get you past Alabama Avenue, in good shape on the southeast-southwest freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. DC 295 South, both out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, quite slow right as you make that merge coming off of the B-Dub. Crash reported right in that stretch. And let's go out Virginia in the Purcellville area. Crews are still cleaning up the earlier crash on Route 7. If you're coming eastbound before 287, the Berlin Turnpike, we had one lane block in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, 94 degrees, record 96. Got an outside chance to get there, partly to mostly cloudy, isolated showers, thunderstorms. And that chance for showers and thunderstorms early tonight, 75 the low. Tomorrow, better chance of scattered storms, so temperatures down to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Furniture is often seen as otherworldly, and it's about to get a whole lot more out of this world. IKEA and NASA are teaming up now to build furniture meant for Mars? Wow. So, as if there's already not enough to do in space, I guess there is a lot of time-killing going on. It's probably great to just open, you know, difficult-to-read instructions and grab an Allen wrench. And can you just imagine constructing IKEA furniture in space, bits of IKEA furniture is floating all around you, grabbing panel A and connecting it to panel B and, like, torquing an Allen wrench. What they're doing now is IKEA is looking into how a Mars habitat can become more like home for NASA. In order to determine this, in order to create a Mars-ready home, an IKEA team is spending 3 days at, I'm sure this is not pronounced this way, but the MDRS habitat in Utah. And the company describes this, quote, as a confined spacecraft-like environment that simulates the experience of outer space. And that's where NASA's astronauts actually spend up to 3 years in that habitat preparing themselves for space. These guys at IKEA are just spending 3 days. IKEA's creative leader, Michael Nikolic, says it's a crazy fun experience. We're basically completely isolated for 3 days to get a taste of what astronauts go through for 3 years. It's almost like that misery you feel when you're out camping. And so the hope of the collaboration is, you know, they're not clear exactly what's going to come out of it, but they say IKEA says it's curious to find out how this newfound space knowledge might be relevant to the urban life in megacities where small space living, air, and water pollution is the norm. So it may not just be that IKEA is making furniture for Mars. They may be making it for close quarters here on in the United States.
What's interesting, though, is when they're done with this, I want to see them do a test with the astronauts putting that furniture together with just that little hex key, that little tiny tool that comes with the IKEA furniture, yeah, and the pictures that just show you the pieces and the finished product. I want to see if they can break astronauts.
It's hard to hold an Allen wrench with space gloves, I'm sure of that. 6:49 now on WMAL.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. And Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price analysis today. Renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221 or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
That sound means it's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning to you. Futures are higher, indicating a higher open this morning on Wall Street. Markets in Europe and Asia have been higher. Crude oil's a little bit up as well. Productivity drain today as workers are predicted to listen to or watch Attorney General Jeff Sessions testify in that open hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Russia. Small business owners stay super optimistic. An index of their confidence stayed at a high level for May. Small businesses hired at a pace near the 43-year high of that index in April. Some Target stores are selling kids' t-shirts with the NASA logo on them, only in the boys' section. A mom moved a few over to the girls' section, posted it on social media, and it sparked an internet debate today on retail gender ethics. Charitable giving was higher last year. Americans gave nearly 3% more to nonprofits, as did companies, foundations, and estates. The largest chunk went to religious organizations. It's Taco Tuesday. Get a free one at Taco Bell today from 2 to 6. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Last week, at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, a group of experts assembled for the largest pediatric palliative care symposium ever held in the U.S. Over 325 healthcare providers from around the world, all with a deep interest and knowledge in the care and treatment of children with serious illness, hoped to learn from one another. Dr. Justin Baker, chief of St. Jude Quality of Life and Palliative Care, spoke about the symposium they hosted.
One of the most helpful functions of the event was the incredible networking and sharing of ideas. Additionally, we used a form of role-playing that we conducted with actual bereaved parents of children. They played the role of parents receiving bad news, while doctors and other healthcare providers played the role of the physician and the team delivering the difficult news. As healthcare providers, this exercise allowed us to hear how we could better communicate and explain extreme conditions while delivering bad news. It was a powerful exercise.
At St. Jude, the palliative care emphasis is on the quality of life for the patient, making every day the best it can possibly be, which improves their outlook and can also improve survival rates of these young patients. For more, visit stjude.org.
6:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, one of our toughest spots continues to be the Maryland Beltway with this broken down flatbed truck. This is on the inner loop on your way to the Wilson Bridge before you get to the exit for St. Barnabas Road. One lane to the right, two to the left, working around as they wait for this tow truck to get this out of here. 210 northbound, it's just been about the volume delay. Same story out of Brandywine on 301 on up to Route 5. Don't have anything reported along the way there. Also, Virginia Beltway slows inner loop through Annandale and from the toll road to the Legion Bridge out to Percival, the crash cleanup continues, and we still have big delays on Route 7. If you're coming inbound, eastbound before the Berlin Turnpike, still had one lane blocked in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm morning, already soaring into the 80s, quickly back to the mid-90s this afternoon. 94 degrees, too shy of tying the record of 96. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Thunderstorms scattered around tomorrow near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
I got another confession to make.
Look at, there she goes. She's dancing already. Victoria, our producer sitting in for Heather, is lost her mind over the Foo Fighters. And she has some weird, inappropriate, weird daughter, father crush thing on Dave Grohl. And we had to do this segment because she was going to put it in here no matter what anyway. And it is kind of exciting. There is a new music venue that is opening this October. It's going to be located at the Wharf. It's going to be called The Anthem. And guess who is going to be the debut act? Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters will be the debut act. They will be opening. The grand opening will be October 12th. And this is the newest project for a concert production company called IMP, and they own and operate the 930 Club, which she went into great rave reviews of the 930 Club. She likes that as well. So if you ever want to find her, look for one, any place the Foo Fighters are playing, you will find our very own Victoria there. Apparently, the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, and the 930 Club. He's played there before. He's been there before. So he used to attend shows at the club. As I said, he's played there. So he actually toured the construction site a couple months ago.
Yeah, he's a big supporter of this. He grew up in Springfield, Virginia, and the 930 Club, he credits to giving him a lot of his musical influences. So he's very, almost a family matter, he's like tied into this thing and doing promotion for the Anthem now, which is opening on the Wharf. That's a great, great region in D.C. It's become better in recent years. I was just at Cantina Marina the other day enjoying margaritas and chips and salsa. The sun was out. It was beautiful. And that whole area is just nice to be in. So it's going to be cool that they have this new music venue coming that the Foo Fighters are opening up for.
That, which is huge. That's huge to have the Foo Fighters open your club. The only negative to any of this is it's not opening till October. And having a venue down by the water, it's definitely, but it's still warm into October.
It'll be a pleasant evening, nice date out there.
It'll still be a fun thing to go to. I think you and I need to get, because the tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. So we're going to have, Victoria's gone. She will be out of here by 9:15. She's going to be gone so she can get her tickets. Do you have any connections? Can we get her tickets?
I'm sure. We've got to know somebody, Mary.
Do you know somebody?
We've got to know somebody.
Don't tell her. We'll do it without her knowing. It'll be a surprise. Yeah, could you do that? Send a text to Dave Grohl. They say it has the illusion. Grohl said it. He sent out a press release. And he said the cool thing about this place is it's going to have the illusion of a stadium, but the intimacy of a nightclub. Every vantage point is the best seat in the house. They really thought out to make this so that there's no bad seat.
The only downside to going in October is Victoria screaming may overwhelm the band.
That's very true. Coming up on WMAL.
Voting has begun in Virginia, and one of those candidates that you'll be considering is Ed Gillespie. He'll join us at the top of the next hour.
And also Ken Blackwell will be joining us. He's the former domestic policy advisor to the Trump transition team. We will get a preview of Jeff Sessions' testimony.